It is the Riots on Radio U. This is the Worst of Riot 2015 podcast.
I feel like we need special sound effects or some, you know, big voice.
Yeah. Don't have that there.
That's not podcast money.
Yeah. So, sorry, guys. I'm sure.
You'll have to make do with just us.
You know what? I'll show you one of the secrets of the pros. If you get yourself a cup and suddenly you can be enormous. The Riot Best of 2015.
Oh, very nice.
With That's special guest stars.
That was the big voice I was looking for. Well, enjoy this Best of 2015. If maybe you're a new listener to our Riot podcast, welcome whenever you joined us this year. This is your chance to kind of get a look back at this past year.
Okay, that's it. Happy late Christmas. Happy early New Year, maybe.
Uh-huh, depending on when you're listening to this.
We'll see you guys on
in 2016.
Another year where Nikki and I swore we'd be done by now, but we're still going.
Still doing it. I feel like I need a cup now, too, to do a big voice. But my cup has hot chocolate in it, so I'll just put that back over here.
It is the Riot.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the Worst of the Riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
If you're eating or drinking something, I would suggest that you put it down right now.
Just put it to the side for a moment.
Because it might kill you. Dude, this freaked me out. You know what an eel is, right?
Yeah.
It's like a fish snake. They're weird looking
things. Ocean snake.
An eel. There was a guy in Thailand, Bangladesh. All right. Teenager. We don't know how old he was. He was 16. Never mind. So 16-year-old guy. He's out fishing with some friends and he snags an eel. Why you would want to, I don't know.
People eat them.
I know. Exactly. Why you would want to, I don't know. But he grabs this eel and he puts it in his mouth because he wants to grab the other eel.
Sure.
And he doesn't put it long ways. He puts it like head in first and he just is holding on to it. You know, like think about your pen. I do this all the time. Put my pen in my mouth, grab the other thing, then just grab my pen back out. That's why you never want one of my pens. He puts the eel in there. And then whether through wiggling or excitement or something, the eel ends up back in his throat.
Oh, gosh. He accidentally swallows it.
Well,
it gets stuck there.
No. It gets stuck. He can't get it out. And he runs home. His parents try to get it out.
Yeah.
They can't get it out. And then he starts having a hard time breathing because, see, the eel's wiggling.
Sure.
The whole time. And it's wiggling into his windpipe. And he's suffocating. Because the eel is blocking his windpipe. Because it wants to go for a swim, you know, in him.
And do you ever get like a piece of food stuck? Like it's not in your throat, but it is in that
It's in the danger zone.
It's in the danger zone where you're like you can't get it out usually. And
yeah.
There's lots of coughing. But imagine if something was stuck there moving.
And it's wiggling farther down.
So did they...
Well, they took him to the doctor who couldn't... They couldn't get it out.
How long of an eel was this thing?
6.5 inches.
Jeez.
That's long enough for a horror movie. And so what they ended up doing is they had to tracheotomy.
Yeah.
Good times.
And your worst day got even more bad. Yeah.
So then they actually had to make a small incision because they took x-rays. They could barely see it. And then they were finally able to take, I believe, some forceps, and they got a hold of one of the fins and very carefully pulled it out of his throat.
Gross.
Gross, dude!
What are you doing?
Gross!
Life lesson learned here, guys. Don't ever do that.
I mean, if it was a chicken finger, you could have just coughed it up. You know, it looks like a chicken finger, but it's alive and it's gross.
It's an eel. I wonder if the eel was still alive by the end of it.
I'll tell you what. If it was, it wouldn't be much longer. I can't decide if I would torture it or if I would deep fry it and eat it just to prove a point.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think I could eat it. I don't know if I could ever eat eel again. That would probably be the end of me and the eel. Because, I mean, that one time I got super sick after I ate that burrito. I haven't had a burrito from that place since. And that's not an exaggeration.
That's
true. Somebody was dumb enough to suggest it to me the other day, and it was like, no!
That will not happen.
I will never eat their burritos again!
So I wonder if he does feel the same way about the eel.
He has to.
I would have been panicked, so emotional, just because you can't get the thing out.
I imagine it as one of the worst things possible.
Yeah, it's up there.
The only way it gets worse if they're like, oh, no, it's not an eel, it's a snake. It's like
you're basically there. You are basically at a snake.
Yes, Eric.
You know, this happening just after Christmas makes me think this is all a setup, and that this is him just showing his parents. See, I needed that fishing bag for Christmas, and now I have to hold the eels in my mouth. This is on you, Mom.
You got me that eel bag I asked for. None of this would have happened.
If that was what was on your Christmas list, then totally different there.
Well, it's different in Bangladesh.
Sure. When you're a fisherman, that's what you ask for Christmas.
You want an eel bag.
I'm wanting games for my Xbox One. He wants an eel bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he could have asked for maybe an Xbox One and said if I would have had that, I would have been at home and I would have been safe.
I wouldn't even have been doing this eel.
Would not have even been fishing.
It's dangerous eel stuff.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I said that I needed you to help me decide whether or not something's real, but the more that I look into this, the more real it appears to be.
You're just not sure?
Yeah, okay. Have you seen the Belfi stick?
The Belfi?
Yeah.
I will look this up while you talk
about
it.
All right, the Belfi stick.
B-E-L-F-I-E?
Yeah, a Belfi is a butt selfie. Like, you're familiar with the butt selfie.
Yes.
Nikki puts those on her other, like, non-public-facing Instagram account. It's like,
hey, if that was the case, I think there'd be a meeting somewhere.
Probably. That's why you got to keep it private, Nikki.
Yeah.
It's invite only. The Belfi, as you all know, is the, as I said, the butt selfie. But the Belfi stick is like a selfie stick, but it is specifically designed to help you take pictures of your butt. And so they've been referring to it as the way for you to compete with Kim Kardashian, which is interesting. And I was like, it can't be real.
I don't know. I know it doesn't look real. I don't know if it is or not.
But there are people who say they have them. I feel like it's somebody's, like, maybe not high school, but certainly college level fake product project for like an ad class or something like that. They were like, hey, design a fake product and sell it on the internet. But that's the problem. I keep hearing that everyone is talking about it. So many news outlets, so many different places. And I'm going, but is it real?
Just
and I don't
the
know.
Stupid pictures with it too on the site. That is a Belfi. It's a butt picture. That's it.
Yeah. And what separates the Belfi stick from just a regular selfie stick is this one has an elbow in the middle.
Yeah, because selfie sticks are straight out.
Yeah. This one has an elbow allowing you to get a better angle on, you know, your butt.
Now, this is exercise oriented for this guy. He says, I got my squat game down on lock. So he shoots Belfies each day to check up on his progress.
Hey, good call.
So
it's not
just for a butt picture, like to show how good it looks.
Oh, yeah.
It's health reasons.
Yeah, you definitely. It's important. Like, it's something. Well,
thank God they invented the Belfi stick. Yes. This is good.
Well, think about this. That enables you. Like, you don't even necessarily need a mirror anymore. Like, you could just be somewhere and get a good
shot.
Look over your back and hang the camera back there. Like, now you got it, dude.
You look at this, and I know a majority of people are doing butt shots. So we're the ones in the group that's not doing it, but I guess I'm okay with being in that group.
Well, I want to mock some people, but you know, Nikki, it's really easy on the outside looking in to mock, but I can tell you as somebody who is part of other subgroups, the struggle is real. You know, you're trying to get that perfect picture of your butt. It's like you can't get the right angle, but now suddenly technology has prevailed. Someone has come along and they're like, we feel your pain.
I I just love the shots where it's like, oh, did my butt get in that shot? I had no idea. I wasn't taking a butt shot at all. It's like, yes, you were.
Yeah. Well, now
the joys of the internet.
Now you can take one on your own. You don't need somebody to take it for you.
Apparently, though, they're sold out.
I know, which again makes it seem like I just don't think that this is real. I mean, it's not like Dollar Shave Club or something where it seemed too good to be true, but it turned out to be real and I signed up for it.
Well, did anybody buy a Belfie?
Stick? Yeah. You know where we're at. Riot@radiou.com.
Well, you want them to bring it by so we can see what it looks like?
No, I just want you to...
Verify it?
Yeah, but then you could just lie to me and be like, oh yeah, I got one.
We have a hard time trusting people.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
As I just mentioned, I'd like to know what it's like to be so rich that I'm angry where planes are flying rather than looking at my 900-inch TV. I want to get to that point in life where I'm so entitled. But then... I see other people in the news where I'm like, I don't want to get to that point. There's a place I don't want to find myself. And that is the case of a woman in, she lives in L.A. She has an 8-foot pet alligator.
Apparently, her then-husband, which I think he passed away, if I recall, or...
Does his spirit live in the alligator?
No, I don't think it's something like that.
Does she feed it, like, his foot, so she knows it's like...
So many years ago, he had given her, or he had gotten the alligator, and then the alligator's just grown up there. I don't know.
She married the wrong man.
Yeah, it's weird. It's totally weird.
Alligators aren't pets, guys. Snakes have a lot of love to give. No, they don't. Doggies do.
Doggies do. Go there. That's
doggies
fine.
Mammals have love to give.
Yeah,
reptiles are evil.
The alligator, his name is Jackson. Her husband had brought it home with him 36 years ago.
Holy crap.
When the alligator was just a little baby.
That alligator outlive us all.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's a baby, do you cuddle with it?
No, I don't think so. But
do you pet it?
Maybe.
Then what does it give you?
Companionship. It's just there.
But it doesn't. You can't really touch it.
You can talk to it.
I know, but I can talk to this chair.
Yes. Is the chair making you feel better?
No. I'm making myself feel better by
talking to the chair.
Yeah.
So that's maybe what she was doing. And I don't know. I'm still trying to catch, like, if the husband had passed away a while ago. Yeah, because the husband was... passed
eaten
away
by the alligator.
No, but now it's a double blow for her because the alligator was something that meant more to her since the husband had given it to her, and now animal control has taken away the alligator. I'll let you unveil why why they are taking it away.
The allegations are that she feeds it cats.
Mm-hmm. Like feral street cats.
Which
little,
you know,
kittens.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing, is like, aren't feral street cats a problem?
Don't even.
So
don't
I'm just
even.
Saying, as animal control, aren't you like,
oh, no.
Hey, you
thanks,
know what?
Alligator.
We're rounding up these cats and
no.
putting them to sleep.
No.
Why don't we just feed them to this alligator?
Actually,
why are you guys all of a sudden getting all up on high saying things like, oh, well, you can't kill cats like that? We have to use this chemical.
The family is saying that, no, they hand feed Jackson the alligator hot dogs and chicken, and that it's very docile and hasn't hurt anybody. But animal control basically went throughout the neighborhood to find if any cats were missing. So it's not just feral cats, but even just, hey, is your cat, or have you ever had in the past, you know, 36 years, a cat gone
the
missing?
Past 36. Yeah. Have you had an animal gone missing in the last 36
Which
years?
Which is common. I mean, coyotes and all that, and you know, all the stuff they can take.
That's circumstantial evidence. If they haven't seen it happen, then they don't know.
But there's actual photos of the alligator being surrounded by a couple of kittens. And one is just snuggled right in the arm of the alligator. The other one's in a basket next to it. And they're saying, no, the alligator won't eat them. They're friends.
Nikki, don't you see that this alligator has a 3-piece basket sitting right next to it?
He has a basket of chicken.
He does. I go get a basket of chicken wings. This guy's got a basket of kitty cats.
I know. I don't know what to think of this. I hope not, but
what you can't
maybe.
See off camera is our little things of barbecue and honey mustard that he's got sitting right there. That's
they
all.
Kept the alligator. alligator in a box to try to get people, keep people from seeing that the alligator was there, but someone did call animal control and they have removed him.
Well, in fairness, if my neighbor had an alligator, I'd call animal control too.
Yeah, you totally would. It is not legal to have that. But the family said, hey, he was a part of the family. He was a pet, and even more than that.
Yeah. Well, everybody just keep in mind, this 8-foot alligator that lives next door, it's not the pretty chow chow. It's not the. It's not even a pit bull, man. It's an alligator.
It's illegal to keep wildlife in L.A. You have to have a permit. So he's going to be held at the Los Angeles Zoo while they conduct an investigation.
Can she get a permit?
To see where. Maybe. And then I don't know if he comes back. I doubt you can get a permit in that type of area because they're just in normal homes.
It's cool. Just move out.
Move out. Yeah. If you really want the alligator, go somewhere else. You can get a permit.
Heck yeah. Let's go.
Problem solved.
No big deal. You can have a pet alligator. Ugh. Anybody seen the station cat lately?
The station cat. Or the station alligator.
Where's he been?
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
So over the weekend, I was standing in a crowd of people and I looked around and all the cool kids were wearing scarves. And I was like, I should really get a scarf. I have a couple. Like, I could just start wearing the ones that I have, or I should go get some. And then I remembered something. I hate having things around my neck.
Not a turtleneck man, not a scarf man.
I hate it. Like if I have even like I've got like a jacket or something on, I'll pull on my jacket and it's completely subconscious. Don't even know I'm doing it. I mean, I'm aware of it, but it's this constant
like part.
Tugging on it. I'm working around whatever. And now you're telling me I'm going to wrap my whole neck in one. Here's another one. Have you ever considered for just a minute that by giving in to the fashionable scarf, that it is training wheels for you wearing a tie someday? Have you thought about that? And do you know what a tie is? A tie is the leash that the man puts around your neck.
That is it.
You know,
the
that's
scarf
what it
is just
right?
A prettier version of it.
Like, no, I wear a tie because it's fashionable. You wear a tie because it is a symbol of your oppression, brother. That's what that tie is. And look at you with your little training tie on. Aren't you cute? So
it's probably better you don't start with that.
In the space of about 30 seconds, I went from, I should start wearing a scarf to, oh no, you're not going to pull that on me. I know the truth.
Some might think maybe he's overthinking the situation.
I got this all figured out.
It's just a scarf, but
nice
not to him.
Nice try. Nice try. Well, let me guess. The next thing you know, the big hotness will be a scarf with a nice button-up shirt. Or is it buttoned down? I don't know. But one of those. What do you think? With matching cufflinks? Look at you. Oh, yeah.
And pretty
yeah.
soon?
You're one step away from a tie.
You're wearing a suit.
Next. Oh, now you're all the way in. They got you. They've got you. And it all started with your, oh, this scarf really compliments my beard. Wake up.
Then your beard has to go.
Wake up. You're already, it has you. They have you right now. That's what happened. And you paid to go in and be oppressed like that.
So I see you're passing on the scarf.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do the scarf.
Okay,
I said, I have a couple, but they were gifts. Didn't get any money out of me.
No way, you're not wearing them.
I showed them.
Oh, it's just so great to talk about fashion with him.
I know, right? It's spectacular. The thing is, I like to think of myself as someone that sees where it all comes from.
The heart behind it.
If we eliminate fashion, what happens? Think of all the money you could save right there. Or like, oh, I've got to get a new coat because it's not as nice as, you know, the newer coats. And it's like, what? Who cares? Like, you're falling right into their trap. Who are they to tell you what to wear? Like, oh, what do you want me to wear? I know. I'll wear
a
scarf.
You know what? That is why here there's no movement forward, like in how we dress. We just dress, you know, in T-shirts and jeans and flip-flops, and we put shoes on if it gets too cold and a hoodie. We have no competition with each other to move forward to look nice.
Yeah, it's probably true.
We're basically just stuck this way.
It is why when I go out in public, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't go out.
We just can't dress nice. And it's like, here, we have no reason to.
Yeah, I go down to the mall. I'm there for 5 minutes and I'm screaming at people about how they're all just sheeple. March into the store. Buy what they tell you.
It's just a joy.
It's a lot of fun. It really is.
You just have these mind thoughts that you have.
I'm trapped inside my mind.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. since you're not.
You might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
It is the riot on Radio U in our ongoing chicken coverage. Nikki and I.
Come on, everybody. Wait. All right. Wait. This is good.
Don't you want to? What?
I just would not be fun at parties with a chicken dance. Thanks for finding this.
What, you want to talk about chicken?
No, not really.
Nikki, KFC has just launched a new item in the...
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, you know, we're just for... Yeah?
No, it's my fault. I have to learn, if I don't make a big deal about it, he'd stop playing it.
Chicken dance. Listen to that chicken. See, don't you want to see chickens get a job? That chicken got a job. Nobody's taking his wings.
Oh, so KFC did announce, and this was very much sent to us by many listeners.
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, you guys did good.
You know, we really appreciate it. The KFC has launched the Double Down Dog. Look at that. They're bringing two animals together.
The Double Down here in the United States was...
2007?
And then it came back, though.
Was it that? How long has it been?
I thought it came back for a little bit last year or the year before.
No, it did.
Yeah.
It did, but it launched...
The heyday of it was in 2007.
No, see, I think I've set it back too far. It's 2010, actually, so not that long ago. So the Double Down was... basically a chicken sandwich where the bun was made out of chicken.
The chicken.
So you get two chicken breasts, cheese, some bacon in the middle, and I believe some sort of a secret lard sauce that they would spread
not
in between.
Not large, but lard.
Yeah. I mean, not officially that, but this, the KFC Double Down Dog, is a chicken breast that has been wrapped around a hot dog and then slathered in mustard.
But it's not in the U.S. yet, is it?
No. This is just in the Philippines. It's not legal in the U.S. So they had to go there and do it. What? Tender, juicy hot dog, chicken, cheese? Are you telling me there's cheese inside the hot dog? Is that true?
Have that ear anytime you want to.
Not wrapped in a chicken breast and served at KFC again.
It is funny though, if you're a fan of kind of like the food sort of things when they come out, it's worth looking at a picture or some of the pictures, because the double dog
photos suck.
The photos don't look anything like the advertising photos.
The advertising photo though makes it look like a little slice of heaven.
Yes, it does.
Is exactly what it looks like, but the actual hot dog is just like, So at participating stores, like, it was a thing they did where it was like, look, the first 50 people that come into a store and order the Double Down Dog, that's it, and we're not doing any more than that, which we all know is a lie, because eventually they will be doing it again, because I need it.
You can probably just make your own.
Yeah, I mean,
do they still sell the Double Down?
I don't think it's available right now.
Well, you could probably still get at least the chicken part
of it. Maybe it's like the McRib. They need the price of, you know, certain meats to go down before they're able to actually bring it back.
I always just thought it was, you know, like the MDF thing where it's a bunch of the parts of the meats all put together, mushed in with some glue, and there's your chicken.
I'd say that's probably what it is. So what we need is the price of chicken and whatever the heck is in that hot dog. They just need that to... go down. So that's it for today's chicken segment. Until next time, remember to shake it all about.
No, there's still the other one.
What are the words to this chicken dance song?
I don't think there's words. Go to the lyrics site.
All right. Chicken dance lyrics. There's probably a really filthy song called Chicken Dance somewhere. I'm just glad we didn't find it. Chicken dance lyrics. I don't want to be a chicken. I don't want to be a duck. I don't want to be a chicken. So I shake my butt.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
BuzzFeed did it again. They posed a question that I'm curious about. Nikki, how often do you wash your towels?
Wash my towels?
Oh, okay. No. That's the wrong question.
How many times do I use a
towel
before I wash
it? How many
times
do you use a towel before you wash it?
Maybe 2-3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
2-3 times? That's pretty good.
So.
That's what they say is the recommended amount.
Oh,
they
it
say,
is?
Yeah.
Yay! recommended
they say
about
three times, and that's according to Kelly Reynolds, a PhD of she's a health science professor at the University of Arizona. She says roughly three times because your towel basically loads up with dead skin cells after you use it.
Love to hear that.
Which makes sense. I mean, you guys probably know that, but you're constantly shedding skin cells. Like, it's a constant process. It's what most dust is made out of.
Yeah.
At least most household dust. Those are dead skin cells. You don't, it doesn't have to gross you out.
It's just what your body does.
Like, it is what it is. It's hard for you to remember, but you're an organic being. Just remember that. So anyway, I probably wash
a little bit
it.
Longer. Yeah, is it just a little bit longer of a time between those washings?
My thought is like once the towel begins to smell,
yeah,
then it's time.
Or
to,
it starts to get this really kind of like your jeans get this really
to get a look. A
well,
feel.
It's a look. It's a feel. It's like this really rough thing where even when it dries, it's not. There's like no softness left to it. So you know you have to wash it.
I actually run on a towel for about 5 days.
Yeah, so a week.
It's like a Monday through Friday.
Week.
It is. The towel gets a work week, and then he gets to go for the weekend.
He gets to go for a swim, yep. And then he comes back out and he's ready to go.
And then he comes back out. So they actually say that if you properly sanitize your towels, you can make them last for 10 years. Oh, and washcloths every time.
Every time you're supposed to?
They're saying one shot, you're done. So if you're like, I wash my face with this every day for a week. Nope. They're doing it wrong. One time is all you get. You know what they don't cover, though, which we all really need to know about is the loofah. How long is a loofah good?
Oh, no. I think we let those things go way longer than they should.
Oh, I think a loofah is a nightmare. Like,
you're just asking for it.
You're worried about this dust is skin cells, but you're loofahing up all the time. Mm. That loofah is just, you've had it since freshman year. You graduate this spring. It's probably time to get a new one, just to let you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, dang loofah. I use a loofah sometimes.
I don't.
You know what I have? I have that Old Spice stuff. I squeeze it out on the top of my head. I just
oh, it's
let
the
it,
guy Old Spice? I'm
I just let it roll all
stuff.
The way down my body because it cleans everything and then I'm done.
I think it's amazing that guys have, and maybe girls have it, I just never seen it, but guys have the, it's a shampoo and a body wash and like everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Well, see, there are two types of men out there, Nikki. There's the man that has like the specialty soap where he's using like face soap, hand soap, a body
the
soap,
shea butter.
A shampoo, a conditioner, mm-hmm. and a special like skin lotion for his face. He's shaving. He's then applying lotion, then some kind of cologne and all that stuff. That's one kind of man. And he has several different nice pairs of shoes, clothes for every occasion, cares about the appearance and how he presents himself to the world. Then there's me. I have this thing of Old Spice that I just squeeze out. It does everything.
It also doubles as laundry detergent for the towel.
I have a pair of dress pants, a couple pairs of jeans, one pair of shoes.
Well, okay, you're over there.
And I have a mirror that I look at sometimes.
You can't be the only one since Old Spice created a product for a group of people. I'm assuming there's a lot of guys like that.
I do. I think there's a lot of us. I just think a lot of women wish there were less of us and more of the other kind.
I don't know. I love Old Spice.
Oh, it does smell good.
It does have the smell.
It does. That's, well, and again, there are enough women out there that are willing to settle for that smell that it's, you know, the human race continues to survive.
You kind of become drunk with the smell when you're around a guy who has the whole smell with it. And so then you tend to overlook everything else because you're slightly high on the smell.
He's a ugly person, but he smells like the sea.
I don't know why. Yeah, I just can't get away from him. And I think that's what Old
Spice is. Sea life and freedom. My grandpa.
Let me hug you again. Come on.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
Have you ever ordered a pizza?
Well, of course.
Of course you have.
Of
have
course.
You ever ordered a pizza and had them lose your order or not prepare your order?
No, I've not.
Okay.
Though I've seen a lot of Facebook postings of people who've had that happen.
I've had that happen.
Especially if it's, say, like Super Bowl Sunday or something where you probably ordered it earlier online and then it never came.
For reasons I don't understand, I at one point was like, I really want some Pizza Hut. And I lived, I don't know, what would be not very far from a Pizza Hut. Just not very far. So I called their number. I ordered a pizza and I called them back, you know, after an hour. I'm like, hey, you know, we ordered a pizza. Is the pizza coming soon? And then I called them back and called them back. And finally, at like the 2 hour mark, at which point I really should have just given up, I called and they were like, oh, yeah, we canceled the order. And you were just like, excuse me?
Sorry, what?
And I was like, well, okay, like you guys canceled. Why didn't you call me? And she's like, hang on. So she puts me on with the manager. And the first thing the manager says to me is, he goes, look, you're not getting a free pizza. I mean, that is the first thing he says to me. Not like, sir, we're sorry. They had just determined, they're like, well, you're outside our delivery area. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Were you going to tell me? Because I ordered the pizza.
A long time. I'd already called you before.
You told me it was coming. I called an hour later. You still said it was coming, but you canceled the pizza. So we're sitting here hungry, thinking that every passing car is the car. Like, anytime, I'm chasing the ice cream man. Where's my pizza?
Yeah,
we canceled it. And you're not getting a free pizza.
You didn't want a free pizza. You just wanted a pizza.
So I know what it's like to be angry with Pizza Hut.
Apparently you do.
I do. I still hold a little bit of anger in my heart, Pizza Hut. Thanks. We've got a woman in, where are we at here? Hudson? New Rochelle, New York. And she ordered a pizza at Pizza Hut. And she went in to get it. And apparently they had lost her order, or there was something about her order that wasn't right. She had placed the order online. Mm-hmm. She got there. There's no pizza waiting on
nothing.
Her. Hey, I'm sympathetic.
Yeah, okay? He understands.
I know what that's like. So she ended up storming out of the restaurant. And then she grabbed her Volkswagen Jetta and she just ran it right into the building.
Why not?
Just smashed right into it.
Now no one gets pizza.
Well, yeah. It's like, look, if you're not going to serve me, then you're not going to serve
anybody.
This guy.
Because my car's coming through the building.
Yeah, so you can see, it's actually nice. She really didn't manage to crash through the building. She rammed her Jetta into the front doors. And you can see that the doors are cracked, but I still see people inside.
It's built like a fortress.
Well, you know, if you're going to just be canceling people's orders, you better build your place like a fortress.
What was her name?
I don't have her name.
Now, lady, you got to understand that we understand you're probably hangry, okay?
She's hangry.
You're hungry, angry, and we all get that way.
And just to be clear, the police ended up finding her because, you know, you did just wreck your car.
and the order.
They do have your information.
Oh, no way, they lost it.
Well, they might have her information, just not
just
her pizza.
Just on record, yeah.
So the police find her, they arrest her. But I think it's going to be hard to find a jury to convict them. Because if it's a jury of your peers, I'm this lady's peer. I am.
You should totally be on that jury.
I should, because I also have had my pizza canceled by Pizza Hut. So I am truly her peer. I am. I know what that's like.
So she just needs a jury of people that are like-minded like you.
People that have had their orders canceled by Pizza Hut and you wait 2.5 hours to eat and you still haven't gotten your pizza. And every passing car, you're like, please feed me.
But you're
like, get out.
Not getting a free one.
You're not getting a free pizza.
You just listened to some of the worst of the Riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked. Online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
So, the blinds in the studio are broken.
The left one,
the one that shines the light in Nikki's face.
It is.
What I love is they broke, and then the immediate reaction was, you know, the long stick that you twist and that opens or closes the blinds? Yeah. Our answer here at Radio U is, hey, it's broken. I'll just set it next to the window. And my thought is, it's like, okay, what? So I walk back there because I'm like, oh, I need to fix the blinds. And I get the stick and I'm like, why isn't the hook? Oh, there is no hook. So I feel like this is just like when I go into the break room and there's a box of donuts on the counter, but you open the box and there's no donuts in it.
It's completely empty, but no one wanted to throw it away.
It's like putting this in the trash was way too much work. I'm just going to set it here. Eventually, someone else is going to do something with it.
Yeah, that seems about right.
But the nice thing about it is that now Nikki is no longer out of reach.
I was going to say, please don't touch me with the stick.
I now have what I need to reach out and hit Nikki with something. It's just long enough.
It really is.
It's just long. It's the perfect length.
Listen, I know you'd never hit me, but you seem really scary with holding said stick in your hand that I don't feel comfortable in the studio with you having that.
I feel a lot more, there's a lot more authority. Now I need a chalkboard to point to.
Yeah, you need something. Well, let me just put the stick over here on the table.
Oh, well, that'll be harder for me to reach it then. And I think I'll have it here. Thank you.
All right. Well, now someone has a pointing stick.
I do. So
it's a long one,
Nikki,
because...
Look at this light. Do you see it? Okay, that's good. This here in the studio, can you see what's going on? This microphone.
The window is...
Nikki is flinching.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm like a puppy. I'm like a little dog who doesn't want to be hit. But you never hit me. Never hit me. And I don't know why I'm flinching. I mean, don't like it.
I could probably count the number of times that you and I have had physical contact on one hand. I think I've hugged you probably three times at Christmas and maybe shook your hand when I met you. And then maybe accidentally bumped into you in the hall.
There's no reason.
That's the history of our physical contact. And you're like, he's going to hit me. He is.
You're just swinging it around, and I feel like I'm going to get in the way of it in just a couple of minutes. And I don't want to feel that.
She's got it coming. Yeah. She's getting a little too mouthy.
I don't want to tell my boss later today that you hit me with the blind stick.
Nikki, what's that mark on your face? Well, I will tell you. I said something I shouldn't have. It's my fault, really.
I just don't like it. And again, I don't know why, but I am super nervous. Just put it away.
Here. Okay, better now?
Yes. No, just put it back on the floor over there.
Why are you flinching like that?
I have no idea.
You really? No, you guys, she's like doing that thing with her eyes. Like, oh, don't hit me. Don't hit me.
I'm uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
Is there some childhood trauma that you don't even remember?
I don't know, but maybe that's why the stick was over there in the beginning.
Did you break it?
I don't think I did.
Has Jared hit you with it?
I don't think so.
All right, show me your arms. Roll up your sleeves. Okay. Has Jared been... What about your calves? Show me your calves. Has Jared been whipping your calves? It's like, you've been bad, Nikki!
I want to go home!
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
We got the 2-liter. Feeling good. Getting loose.
Feeling limber.
So I went into the break room and got a cup and I poured the soda into the 2-liter. Into the cup. And I brought it in the studio with me. And we're not supposed to have open-lidded cups in here. Like, you're not supposed to do that, because basically all the stuff that makes the radio go, it seems like a dumb idea to have a big cup of liquid and stand around it and just be like, whoops, I just poured 16 ounces of dark liquid into the board.
I know, like, we're not supposed to put value on like our lives, so we're all priceless, wonderful snowflakes and stuff, but a lot of this equipment in this studio is actually worth more than we are.
Oh,
so
yeah, sure.
We have to be super careful of all of it.
Way easier to replace me than this stuff. So what I did was I took my cup and it's sitting on the floor in the back
behind you,
which I'm technically still breaking the rules, but it's back there. And that's when it occurred to me what I need. And it's in this is one of two things. All right. This is the moment where we just continue to go all the way down to the bottom, or I say, oh, it's time for a change. Because Nikki, what I need is I need a sippy cup. I need a sippy cup. I need a cup
that has a lid.
A spill-proof cup with a lid.
Yep.
That I could put my soda in, and maybe it has a straw with a little top that you can open and close.
Listen, I know we want to call it tumblers, or like, you know, the cool drink tumblers instead of the hot drinks. But it is, when you get down to it, just a sippy cup.
I need a sippy cup.
Well, go get one.
Yeah, so maybe I'll just go do like what you do, like get a Starbucks one or something. Yeah, that would still count, right? Because those lids freaking screw on.
No, there's still the ones at Costco I told you about, the ones that could replace your water tumblers.
Yeah, okay, all right.
You could just use it for soda.
I could, you're right. I never thought about it like that.
Did you think those were just for water?
Well,
you could put juice, soda.
Nikki, okay, here's the thing. It's like, I am not the smartest person. I mean, I'm not the dumbest.
You're in the middle.
But Sometimes it's called functional fixedness. Perhaps you're familiar with it. Most of us suffer from it in some area of our life. And functional fixedness means that when you look at an object, it has one use and you don't explore other uses for the object. So like, for example, this pen, I see this as a writing instrument, but someone else might come in and be like, I could use this to gouge your eye out. Or, you know, that's just an example.
Example, of course.
And it's probably disturbing that it's the first thing that came to my mind, but that's what I thought of. Hey, Eric, nice cup. That's a big one.
Where is that cup from? What's that thing?
Oh, Nikki, you weren't here when
you
we were.
He's got cups when you went to go get barbecue?
We went to Dickie's barbecue pit, so and they.
Oh, my God.
Nikki, this refills
are. I can't not come in during a day. When I don't come in during the day, suddenly everybody's going to eat barbecue and bringing up back cups with them.
And you know, actually, you know what? The day you didn't come in this week was the best day. We got infrared thermometers. We got
toolkits
and large cups that we got to bring back to the office. I have one of those on my desk right now.
Did you get a cup too?
Well, okay.
Were they free?
This is the cup.
No, you have to buy the cup.
Oh, and to get your beverage.
You get a discount if you bring the cup back.
I am shaking my head at you guys. Shaking my head at you.
Yeah, what?
It's just whenever I'm gone, you guys just run on out, don't
you? Well, Nikki, you tell us that you don't want to just be one of the boys. So when the girl's away, the boys have...
The boys go play.
They buy, you know, laser thermometers and barbecue cups.
Okay.
Seems reasonable.
Nice.
I need a sippy cup.
You do. You do need something with a lid, larger drink.
Yeah, because I mean, I need something about the size of what Eric has there. That's a 32-ounce. Do they make those?
Let's go online, get you one of those.
Do I go to like the children's section of
a major retailer?
Why don't
you bring your, there's this gas station called Sheetz, which is really popular.
Bring the Fizzinator?
You have a Fizzinator. How many ounces is that?
52.
That's plenty for you. You could move into that.
You know what, Nikki? You might be onto something. And I even gussied it up. It's got House of Heroes and Abandoned Kansas stickers on it.
It's got some stickers on it.
All right. Okay. Seems reasonable.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you? And you'd be like, no, I don't.
It's like, wait, let's wait to hear what he says we're pretty smart about.
But actually, you do. Scientists, psychologists at Yale University, maybe you've heard of it, they're super smart there. They say that people now think they are smarter than ever, and it is because of the internet.
Really?
They say that on average, people...
We think we know it all because we're online?
That is exactly right. The way they did the study, and it was fascinating, is they had a group of people that had to... they were asked a lot of questions. They had to answer these questions. People that had to answer those questions alone had a pretty good idea of, at the end of this thing, like what they knew about. So then they would ask them like, okay, do you know anything about psychology?
Yeah.
And the people who had to answer questions without the help of the internet said, no, I don't. I don't know anything about it. But people that were allowed to use the internet to answer the questions that they had previously been asked.
Suddenly you're just Mr. Psychology.
And they were like, hey, you know anything about psychology or a subject unrelated?
Yeah.
And people say, oh yeah, I know tons about it. And then they would follow up and go, okay, well show us what you know. But this time without Google's help. And what it turned out is that people thought they knew about all kinds of things that they knew absolutely nothing about. But it was only the people who had used the internet that had that false sense of confidence about what they know.
I feel, though, like, yes, we have a false sense of confidence about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But for each of those topics, I think we know just enough. Just a little bit more than nothing. So at least it's somewhat good.
Well, they say that the internet has made it even more confusing for us between what they call internal knowledge, which is things that you know yourself, versus external knowledge, which is information to which you have access. And so we think we know a lot of things, but in reality, we don't. We just know how to Google it.
So say you're feeling sick and you feel like you go to the doctor and you're telling the doctor what you think is wrong with you based on what you Googled.
Yes.
But in fact, you're saying
you don't really know anything.
The doctor will be the one to figure that one out.
It's a fascinating study. It actually ties into, I have a theory about us as modern individuals. I think we actually all think we're way more awesome than we are. Think about this. Right now, if it's dark, you know how to fix that. You throw a switch. Ha-ha! I have conquered the dark! But the reality of it is you haven't conquered the dark at all. There was somebody hundreds of years ago that invented the light bulb. You don't know who it was, but you can Google it so you think you know who
it was.
You
just know how to use it.
And just to be clear, Edison refined the light bulb. He didn't actually invent it. So you think you know how to harness electricity. You don't. Somebody else does. Like, you basically, everything that you do, and by you I mean me too, everything we do all day, every day, is us standing on the backs of geniuses going, look how tall I am. But if the geniuses suddenly disappeared and I dropped you in the middle of a field somewhere, guess what? I am bear food. That's it. That's all I got. I might be able to describe to you in great detail the circulatory system, but like, I mean, whatever. Like, we just think we're way more awesome than we are. I think this is an excellent example of that. I'm not saying that we're all idiots or anything like that, but I think we're not as smart as we think we are. I think we're not as sophisticated as we think we are.
But I think we're more clever than we are. We're at least clever.
No, I don't think that's true either.
No,
I think
you don't
we're
think
more
so.
I think we think we're more clever than we think we are because
I
you're
guess.
Like, "Hey, look at this thing I can do." And it's like, "You can't do that. You just know how to click the button."
No,
somebody
just,
else made it.
I mean clever because we can at least problem solve somewhat.
Hey.
We know how to make it work.
Now, just to be abundantly clear, this curmudgeonly discussion regarding like, hey, you're not as smart as you think you are. I mean, this is a discussion that is as old as knowledge itself.
Sure.
Because do you know who it was one of the largest advocates about not learning how to read? They said literacy was going to kill us all. We were all going to be just complete idiots. Socrates.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, you want to write things down? That's because you're too lazy to memorize it.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's a tale as old as time.
It is. Like, this discussion is old. So I'm not telling you to, you got to memorize a textbook, but I'm just saying it's a fascinating look at who we are as people and how we interact with knowledge. I mean, see, and like Socrates, I just want to say, like, I know that I'm not as smart as I think I am. And because I acknowledge it, that's what makes me so smart.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
Furious 7 came out on Friday, so people went to see it. In fact, it broke all kinds of box office records. So many people went to see Furious 7. One of the people that went to see it is Cindy Santa Maria Williams. And she went to see
it
on...
I love the full name.
Oh, I've got it all, Nikki.
Yes.
It's hyphenated.
It's hyphenated.
And so she decided that the best way to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and the coming of that bunny with the candy was to head on down to the local multiplex and watch Furious 7.
That was a lot of people, especially with the holiday weekend.
Absolutely. So while she was down there, she was trying to enjoy the film.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three teenage girls sitting behind her that were, according to her, we need to use words like alleged, were allegedly cursing loudly.
Oh, being disruptive?
Yeah, to her film experience. So
at her or just at the film or just talking?
Just at the film.
Okay.
And so she ended up turning around and shushing them.
Ooh, we don't shush nowadays. If you want a problem, you shush. But we
Did
try
you
not
shush
to
me?
Shush. No
Did
one wants to shush.
Shush me.
That's her bad.
Well, she did the shushing.
Yeah.
And those three girls, they were able to bridle their anger, which I applaud them. They were able to hang on to it.
But only for so long?
There's the problem, Nikki, is that they went ahead and unbridled their anger and allowed it to flow freely following the movie.
They beat her up.
They pummeled her. The Miss Santa Maria Williams says that they began screaming, "When one swings, we all swing." And which, I mean,
what's that? You got a little song to go with your bullying that you're doing?
They pulling oars on the ship?
Yes.
Are they sawing down a tree?
Yeah, very nice. It's teamwork.
Know.
It is teamwork.
Right, but they really gave her a beating.
Aww.
So much like, let's see, she has a broken eye socket.
Oh, gosh.
And she has bruises all over. I mean, for real, like her arm, her face. Like,
yeah, you can see it.
They really gave her a beating. But in fairness, She shushed them.
You got to know, don't shush people. I'm too afraid to even honk at somebody. I don't even like to really talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Just for fear that you're the straw on their camel's back.
Yes, I agree with you.
And they had a really bad day or a bad week, and they're going to hit you. Because even if you did it in the right way, I mean, there's a way to shush and, you know, ask them to be quiet in a polite way. But sometimes that's just too much for them to handle.
So you're saying she should have turned around and said, excuse me. Excuse me. I'm not accusing you of anything, but I feel... I feel bad when I hear you cursing like that. Now, when Vin Diesel swears, I'm excited about it, all right? When The Rock uses some profanity, I feel great. But when you do it, I feel like you're an entitled brat that's ruining my experience.
Probably not the best way.
Could you please stop that? I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, then they're going to beat you up afterwards.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
So that's not that's not it either. So it's not just about the words. Maybe it's time to relocate.
Yeah,
talk to the theater manager.
Talk to the theater. Get someone to, snitch on it.
Yeah, they won't know it was you. Well. Maybe if you come back with popcorn, you could pretend like you just got up and went.
Was it me that just told on you? Just walked back in the theater?
I was at the popcorn stand. I saw someone else come out and say something.
And you're the one that never looks in their direction. Don't even turn your head at all. You just look straight forward at the screen.
Pay attention to them. Don't.
You tell the manager, can you come in like in 10 minutes or something?
There are three cursing teenagers behind me. You'll know them right away. You'll know them right away. Where are their parents is what I would like to
that
know.
That is why I prefer just to not say a thing.
Could I have a discount on this popcorn, sir?
Can I get my ticket price back?
I hold you personally responsible for the conditions of this movie theater, and I am not having a good time. Extra butter, please. Thank you.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
I think I made a mistake with my coffee. I cold brewed some coffee.
Yeah.
And this time, first off, there's this long discussion that we could have about how the coffee that I like is now being carried nowhere. But I found it on Amazon.
Oh,
so
it's that bad?
Yeah, and I subscribed to it through like Amazon Subscribe and Save or something. So it'll ship me 2 bags a month or 3 bags a month.
But does that mean it's on its last leg?
I'm a little concerned that that could be the case. It is Millstone Coffee Chocolate Velvet.
You better start shopping around.
I'm aware of that, which is why the coffee I have now is Dunkin' Donuts Chocolate Donut Coffee or Chocolate Glaze or something. I don't know. But I'm standing in the coffee aisle trying to go through all these different coffees. And here's what's funny is I feel like the grocery store is driving me to the coffee house. Like most people are like, they leave the grocery store looking for better coffee.
Yeah.
I feel like I have been getting a decent coffee from going to a grocery store. And it just feels like they're finally just like, look, we don't want you here. Like, we're just going to keep canceling what you like until you finally just buy a clue and leave. Nobody wants you here.
Didn't you
go away?
Wasn't there an article or something about why the coffee aisle is changing? I mean, because everybody uses
the K-cups.
So there is a lack of variations of coffees in the coffee aisle because most people, not everybody, a lot of people will just use the K-cup variety.
Well, I'm going to have to start going to a specialty store. That's what it comes down to.
Cutting into your coffee.
Yeah. So I got the chocolate donut, whatever, and it came in a smaller quantity, though. Like, the bag is smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to mess with the water, like the amount that I'm going to put in the cold brew system, and then did I do the math wrong? Is it just the coffee itself? It's not right, guys. Something's not right about it. And I mean, I'm not crying about it. I just had to tell somebody, you're the only people that are here.
So therefore, now you know this morning that Obi's coffee is not right.
The whole, like, there was a system in place. All right. I'm all about breaking routine, but some things you leave alone. The coffee was perfect. It was the kind of thing where you drink it for a while and then you just go, man, this coffee's really good.
Sometimes like 30, 40 minutes in the show, you just hear him go, yeah.
That's good.
That's a good cup of coffee.
Is good. But instead now I'm drinking it going,
something's wrong.
This isn't right. Well, I guess we'll just get used to it. But then, from what I understand, they're shutting Dunkin' Donuts completely down. Once I had one sip of their coffee, they were like, shut it down, guys. We're
that
done.
That is a rumor started by that man over there.
Stop making it. No, we're done. We're shutting the whole operation down.
Anytime Obi ends up liking or starts having a product of, you know, any kind, they tend to go out of business.
Your best bet is for me not to like something. Then you're safe.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
It's that moment where your mom or dad or whoever walks into your room and they look around and like, clean this place up. And then maybe you don't. And then, you know, I see this. I envision my mom just being like, I just can't stand it anymore. It's just so filthy. And my thing is like, just mom, just close the door.
Don't even look at it.
If it bothers you, don't come in here. All right.
That response doesn't go well.
Like, just I don't want you to be upset. But I also don't want to clean this place, so let's do us all a favor and just don't come in here. that's the kind of language
that
you...
Does that count as back-talking or what I heard a lot was sassing?
Don't you sass me.
Don't you sass me.
Don't you sass me.
Yeah, I think that's more the back-talking.
But, I mean, I think we've all gotten pretty smart about the fact that if we've got a mess, like, one of the key things is to just cover it up and not let anybody know that we've got a mess, whether it's our room or our life. If we can keep the door shut...
Shut. No one sees it.
That's the best course of action. Well, it's a course of action. Because here's the thing. Even if anybody knows it, we're still sitting in there in our own squalor, wondering how old that piece of pizza is that sits underneath the bed. God loves you so much that I honestly, like, he would kind of like us to clean up our lives. Which, at that point, you're just like, look, God, just shut the door, all right? Just get out of here and shut the door. And then you don't have to look at it. But here's where God's coming from. He loves you so much that he wants to work with you. The things in your life that you have shoved under the bed that, you know, really, it's still with you. People don't see it. Nobody really knows about it, but it's definitely still there. Do you know that God cares you enough to get down there and clean that stuff out? God wants to take old things and make them new. He wants to take old wounds and heal them. He wants to take new wounds and heal them too. I don't care. This is not an age limitation here. Whatever it is, all right? God wants to help take care of it. And it would be kind of a bummer if he just stood at a distance and yelled at you, clean it up! But he's like, hey, let's clean this up. And he'll be the first one to get down and get to work. He'll be the first one to offer to take care of things. He does not walk out on you. He wants to help you clean up your space because he wants to live in that space with you. He doesn't want it to be your room anymore. He wants it to be our room. That's who he is. That's what his love is like. And you've heard a lot of stuff about quote unquote religion, but that's just a bunch of people yelling at you, telling you what a mess you are. No, no, no. I want to talk about a relationship with Jesus where he wants his spirit to move into where you are because he loves you so, so much. So I don't know what it is, and I don't know what you've heard. I just know what I've experienced, and I know that that's a God who cares about you a bunch. If you want to have a relationship with him, if you're thinking, yeah, I could go for that right now. You don't have to wait. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. It could be right now. Just say, Jesus, yes, I need you to come into my life. I want you to come into the room of my heart. I have junk everywhere. Help me get this place picked up. Heal these wounds for me. Show me a better way to do things and make this place your home too. I mean, that's what God wants. He wants to come in and be with you.
This is the worst of the riot.
No, 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 go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
So we've been talking about the Dyson fans. I saw one on clearance for $315, and I don't mean people that really like it that are now for sale. No, I mean an air-moving device.
Yeah.
Well, Dyson, who has, you know, built a better vacuum cleaner and has built a better or at least more expensive fan, has now built a better desk lamp. This desk lamp, which is based on what they call their Cesis line, it is a combination of LEDs that they say will last for 37 years.
Oh, wow.
They say the reason that their LED technology will last so much longer is because it is made of, is it aluminum? Or whatever it is, like the aluminum heat sink, it actually goes all the way throughout the lamp. And so as a result, the heat is carried away from the LEDs almost instantly, which is going to give them their absurdly long lifespan. Now, how often do you replace the light in your desk lamp? What?
I guess
once every 5 years?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's hard to remember that you even have a desk lamp.
Yeah. I can't claim to change mine too often.
Sure.
But in the case of this particular item, they say, 37 years before you'll have to make this change, which is why it's such a savings.
Yeah, I guess I prefer things that show you more instant of a savings.
Well.
Because a lot of times they're like, well, savings happened over time. Just like with certain light bulbs, how they're so expensive. But they're like, well, you'll save money over the long run. And
37
years. That's great, but in 37 years, I'm not going to have that desk. Probably won't have anything with it. And I'm really not going to be using that lamp.
This will be my coffin light.
Yeah.
37 years.
Yeah.
Make sure you put it in there.
Yeah, it's like this thing's coming with me.
Turn it
so
on.
So I don't.
I still got 10 years left on this thing.
Yeah, you leave it there. I don't know about that, but I guess it depends on the price.
All right. Well, they have a desk lamp model, and then they also have a floor model.
Ooh, more expensive.
Of course, you're going to pay a little more because that one goes all the way to the floor.
Oh, you're right.
Oof. Pricey, right? Now, what do you think? Like, I want you to know it's absurdly expensive.
Yeah.
But the question is, where do we differ on absurdly expensive?
Well, when you first started talking about the desk lamp, I thought, well, what, $100? It can't be more than the fan, $200?
Okay, just to let you know, it's more than the fan.
It's more than the fan?
It's more than the fan on clearance.
It's a desk lamp.
I know. I know.
$500. Are we talking more than like an Apple Watch?
$700. $650.
$650 for a lamp?
Now, Nikki, that's for the desk lamp.
Oh, my gosh. Dyson.
Yeah, now, if you
I'd rather sit in the dark. There, that's my ultimate money savings.
And I will do it. That's not an empty threat.
No.
I just want to be very clear that Nikki is not making an empty threat here, okay?
I will sit in the dark and I'll be happy about it.
And then the floor lamp, considering that it has more aluminum, what do you think?
Probably what, $999?
$899.
Wow, that's expensive. That's like phone, laptop, really used car.
Yeah, but think
price.
About Nikki, your laptop's only going to last for, at best, pushing it all the way for 5 years.
Wow, it's expensive.
This lamp will still have 32 years of life left in it when your laptop is long since dust.
I know a lot of times our generation, we don't really have things that we collect or keep that I feel like will pass down.
Yeah.
Maybe as what previous generations did, like our grandparents and stuff. Is this something that then you have to pass down in your family?
It's a family heirloom.
It was like, we paid enough for it. Yeah, it's getting passed down.
Oh, I like to sit by the Dyson just like my mom did. When she was ignoring me and texting her friends, I like to sit here under this lamp.
When you die, your kids will be arguing and fighting over who gets the Dyson desk lamp.
That's actually a good call. You think about it. Like, you take this lamp to college. You take it into your first apartment. It's literally gone everywhere with you. And now that you're on your deathbed, you have three kids, all of which are fighting for the Dyson lamp. I want the lamp.
It's still
lights. I want it.
Well, I think it's I think it sounds awfully, and it is very expensive.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You just roll the cost of this into your student loan. It's like you put your MacBook in there, Dyson lamp and your Dyson fan and probably your Dyson handheld vacuum because, you'll want to vacuum some stuff eventually.
And you're all set.
It's only an extra $10,000.
Well, just tell your parents that it's your education.
Yes. Do you want me to suffer from eye strain?
I mean, I think that will take care of it.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I gotta fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat him is to punch him as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
Despite talking about it many times, I still have not hired an Uber driver. I keep saying I will.
Haven't needed a ride.
Yeah, the problem is I have a car. That really cuts into my need for an Uber driver. Well, actually, here's what it comes down to. I have a car, and I don't go out and imbibe. And so as a result, I'm always capable of driving myself.
Driving back and forth. Yeah. And a lot of times it's good if you're traveling instead of grabbing a cab or something. But yeah, it just depends on your life and where you're living at.
It's a lifestyle.
That's right.
I mean, I got my own. I live, I'm suburban. I'm not even suburban. I'm rural. I got a tractor. That's my life,
you
yo.
You need a Ruber?
I drive, that's right.
A rural Uber?
Drive a tractor into the heart of the city and get it. It's not true.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, one of the things about Uber is you hop in an Uber car, that driver is not allowed to have a weapon of any kind, which I have mixed feelings about. On the one hand, I'm glad because I don't want to get in the car with a psychotic Uber driver.
But on the other hand,
these Uber drivers have to pick up anybody, and who the heck knows? So over the weekend, Steve Rayow, 74 years old, he's a Florida Uber driver. He's retired NYPD. He got a gun. He has, of course, a registered concealed carry weapon with the state of Florida. And according to him, he was being assaulted by his passenger who was choking him. He thought to death. He said that he was beginning to pass out, at which point he drew his weapon and shot his passenger in the foot.
Thank you for shooting him in the foot.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than the face.
It stops him, but it doesn't kill him.
So here's the thing that kills me is these guys are too old to be doing this.
Yeah, but right? Uber driving for some people is just the way to get money. Like, if you don't have a job anymore, if you're retired, but you still need something.
No. Like, I'm not saying that at 74, he's too old to be an Uber driver. Heck, man, if he's capable, do it. I mean, that's fun. You get to meet people. You get to drive around. Like, if you're retired, that's not the worst thing. That sounds kind of fun.
But if you're someone taking an Uber, he's too old to be beaten up on.
Well, that's the thing is the guy named Mark Mermel, great last name, by the way, 60.
That's why he's really fighting.
60 years old. The 60-year-old guy is beating up the 74-year-old guy, choking him out.
Why are these older people fighting?
What is going on?
They must have said stuff or like...
You think so?
There must have been friction.
I guess, but whatever ended up happening, the Uber driver has not been charged, though he has been suspended by Uber because Uber drivers are not allowed to have
carry
weapons
something.
In the car. Yeah. So
what about if... What do you guys sometimes say, like your fists?
Hey, man, right here, these are lethal weapons.
Yeah, what about that?
I can't put them in my pocket because it's illegal to carry them concealed.
I mean, where's the line as to what's a weapon and what's not?
Yeah. Well, it's weird. I don't know. Maybe you can carry... Uber says no weapons, but maybe you could carry a...
mace or something?
Mace or like a stun thing.
Stun gun?
Yeah, you know, something like that.
A stick?
Something.
There's got to be options.
Yeah, I want that thing from Minority Report, the sick stick,
where I zap you and you
throw up.
Yeah. Yes, great. I want the one where it's small and then you whip it out and then it extends. You know,
the
like
telescoping
yeah,
arm.
I want one of those things and be like, oh yeah, come at me, bro. And then...
They're not as cheap as you think, or I'd already have one.
Sure.
Because obviously they have to be made strong enough that they won't shove back together when you hit somebody.
You're about to listen to more Worst of the Riot. It won't be your worst decision today.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
The people at Oreo, and it's really the people at Nabisco that make Oreos, they're good people. And I know this because I've tasted their product, and I would like to think that some of their goodness is in their product. You understand what I'm saying?
That's the reason why.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you get a good taste, and it's like, these are good people. I taste good people in this mix right here.
Not
this
like is, the people are in it.
Not like Soylent Green,
the
people.
They're bringing it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's good. It's good. So, when I see a decision like this, I just think, What happened, guys?
One wrong person in the company can ruin the whole thing.
That's why you have to be very careful who you let around you, because they can influence you and all of a sudden you're doing things that you never would have dreamed of doing. Let's talk about what's going on at Nabisco, all right? Wait. Can we step back a minute and say again? I mean, these are the people that brought you the double stuff Oreos. The S'moreos, the chocolate chip cookie ones, the red velvet ones.
Lots of flavors.
Granted,
we felt like they were being maybe even a smidge too innovative with their Oreo cookies.
Like maybe they're pushing it too far.
Yeah, like they're just trying to keep going, go, and go, and they'd have to stop eventually. So we were a little worried Nabisco was trying too hard to come up with the ultimate Oreo, but they were trying.
They were. And then somebody was like, hey, if people like twice as much Oreo, maybe they'll like half as much. Excuse me, what? Excuse me, what? Could you, Johnson, I want you to say that again so everybody can hear it.
Speak up.
Maybe they'd like half as much. You're fired. That's what should have happened. And instead, somebody's like, oh, that's a good one. Good one. Your average Oreo is 12.5 millimeters in thickness. Oreo is introducing a new cookie that will be 7.5 millimeters thick.
It's a thin Oreo.
A thin Oreo. Now, they say the ratio of cookie to cream remains the same. So when you take a bite, it will seem like someone has just stolen half of your Oreo.
But the cookie part.
But it, no. But the cream is also reduced.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like using a photo and you just drag it.
Yeah.
Where you keep the same proportions. It's just whittler.
I don't see why they did this, but
I don't either.
It reminds me of, you know, the very popular mini soda cans, like the personal serving ones from Coke and stuff.
The abominations before God and man.
Those are so popular right now from various, you know, soda companies and drink companies.
Yep, come on.
And all it is you're paying, in a lot of cases, more money for less amount of product. So for these, the Oreo Thins, it just seems so much like it where they're trying to slap something like, oh, no, it's healthier alternative. You get a chance to have more Oreos with it when you're still paying.
Well, let's talk about
more product.
It's funny you say more Oreos, Nikki. Let's go ahead and talk about serving size, shall we? Current serving size for Oreos. I realize I'm not talking about your serving sizes, sir, because I realize that you are like, it's one sleeve of Oreo. I get that. I mean, they're recommended.
We understand that.
Okay, all right. They say three Oreos, that's 160 calories, that's a serving size. Never met anybody that only ate three, but
whatever, now you know.
That's what they say, all right? But with these new Oreos, you can have four of them. Four Oreos, and it will only be 140 calories.
They'll be available in original Oreo mint and the golden, like, vanilla flavor. And that will be July 13th. The only thing I could see is if you were not a fan of Oreo, like you felt like it was a bit much, this does seem like, I know, I'm just playing the other side.
Hang on.
I'm playing the other side.
Sometimes people say things
that I don't understand.
I understand the individual words, but I can't grasp the meaning of the sentence.
Maybe if you don't like how much of it is, this seems like a lighter cookie.
There it was again. Didn't understand. Still don't get it.
I can see this being, I don't know. I guess we'll try it when it comes out.
Nikki, don't put a positive spin
on it.
On this terrible thing that they're doing.
I guess we'll just have to see.
We don't have to see.
That's how we let them know what our thoughts are. Mm-hmm. We just don't get them.
I'm going to vote with my dollar, and I'm going to go in, and I'm going to buy two packs of double stuff. A double pack double stuff. And then they'll know.
They'll know what your thoughts are.
That's exactly right. Play-Doh.
So Oreo Thins, July 13th, or the other. Yes.
Everybody go to the store on July 13th.
And get the bigger ones.
Well, that, and I want you to take a pack of the little ones, and only two, because otherwise they're going to find out. I want you to hide them around the store. That's you making sure no one else buys them either.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
Promposals, I feel like, are a little... I think they're dumb. I think they're out of control. Look,
I'll
there it is.
Hold some back, right?
I hold it back here.
What was your previous saying of, like, sometimes, you know, the hot garbage?
Hot garbage. The only thing I think is this. I feel like, all right, look, there's a whole industry that's built around weddings, right? These people, when they're not doing weddings, have to find something else to do.
Could be promposals, whatever, and dances that you want.
That industry has successfully infiltrated the high school mentality so that they now do weddings and prom. So as you can see, the promposal is actually something. It is the Hallmark card of the wedding industry. They made up an occasion, and we all bought in. I realize you don't see it, and I realize you really hope that he does something memorable.
I know, but you have to remember, too, I mean, you're probably not going to stay with that person for prom. It's a very, very low chance that that is going to be your forever.
Mm-hmm. You'd be better off buying a copy of a movie or something and just watching that. It's more.
Well, no, you can still have your prom experience, but you don't need to put in the same amount of,
maybe
money.
Well, here's what got me talking and thinking promposals, and you'll see why I started thinking about buying something instead.
Sure.
In Boise, Idaho, just outside of Boise, someone went climbing on the Black Cliffs, and they tagged the side of this cliff where it says "Destiny, comma prom." Question mark.
Will you?
So, Destiny, would you like to go to prom with me? That was his promposal.
You're probably not allowed to tag that.
Oh, no. No. They're very angry.
And you might be saying, oh, hashtag? No. Spray painting.
Yeah. The Ada County Sheriff's Department interviewed 11 different girls named Destiny.
Oh, weird.
To find out if they knew who it was. They all said no. But now that school is back in session, they are back on the case.
So they just haven't ignored it.
They just want the person who did this to know, hey, we have a long memory down here in the Ada County Sheriff's Department.
And they're willing to wait you out.
Yeah, that's rough. The reason I was thinking about buying something is I was going to say you'd be better off buying a copy of Destiny for your PlayStation and just playing that. You're going to have more fun and better memories.
That's
okay.
Maybe not totally.
That might be a stretch. But
at least I feel bad for Destiny because, you know, this was supposed to be, you know, nice prom thing. And now she's the one who has to keep quiet about it.
I'm just trying to help you understand that you're falling victim to an industry that's preying on your disposable income. Just say no.
There's a lot you might not know about Nikki.
At 16, she won the gold, turned pro, and was named one of Barbara Walters' most fascinating persons of 1994.
See what else you can learn by listening right now to The Worst of the Riot.
I will say, all joking aside, the coughing getting annoying. I know it's just from my
your
allergies.
Coughing?
Yeah, it's driving me crazy.
I still feel like you're more like clearing your throat, but
let me clear my throat.
Maybe because I had headphones on, I wasn't hearing it.
No, it's this cough. It's all from post-nasal drip brought on by allergy symptoms. You know what? The world needs to stop. Some of us have got a job to do. All right? Can't have all this coughing. Does anybody else use Google Now? I love it. Google Now is their Siri ripoff. Done stole the idea.
Well, whether you use Siri or Google Now, it really is. It's not quite like having an assistant, you know, like in your phone. But boy,
I wouldn't know. I've never had one, but I think you're right.
But sure, it sure is nice to be able to tell your phone to do something and, you know, like make a reminder. We live off reminders.
Yeah. All right. How about this?
That list is long.
Search for Nikki Radio U.
Oh, for me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, it thinks your name is Nikki Ray. Oh, no. Once it contacted Google, it got it right.
Then it got me.
Nikki Radio U. There
you
are. Yep. And it searched. It found the riot. Ever wonder what Nikki Cantu's view of Obadiah was like every morning? That's your Instagram, Nikki.
Oh, really?
It's so on and on. But that Google search that I just did using my voice, guess what Google did? They recorded my voice and they kept it. In fact, did you know there's a place on Google that you can go and listen to every single voice search that you've ever done?
No, really?
Yep.
Even your mistake ones?
They save
everything?
All of them.
Oh, that falls under the hoarding category, guys. Come on.
That, to me,
that's a lot.
Gets real. Like,
well, now the question is,
I understand they keep stuff.
They don't have to keep it, do they? Like, it's not some sort of communications requirements or, you know, archive sort of library thing where they have to have it.
No, it's not that at all, man.
Are you seeing? Where's it at?
Oh my gosh. Do you know what else they keep?
What?
Because I'm signed into my phone, right? It can tell me what apps I used that day.
Oh, really?
So like
it has a whole history
right here. It's telling me, the six apps that I used this morning when I woke up. What? That's crazy. Here are all the websites that I visited today.
Well, that's normal. That one, your history.
Not like this.
Is this through your Google page or?
It is through history.google.com. Mm. And it, man, that is like, I'm sorry, but that's creepy, right? Does anybody else think that's kind of creepy? You knew it was going to happen. No, not like this, right?
Now, this says only you can see this data. You're in control.
And them.
You can delete items or update this setting anytime in settings. So you can change it if you don't want to see it.
Yesterday, I used 13 different apps between my phone and my Android tablet. Holy crap. It'll show that what?
See, for mine, it doesn't show it because I don't have any of that turned on.
No, it's because you have an iOS device.
Well, no. Oh, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't have any voice settings.
Apple has all that. Google has all mine. Apple has all of yours.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why you're seeing
less. Well, it does not even show me my website because I have searches and browsing activity paused. So that way you wouldn't see those. But yeah, if you have an Android phone, then it's all there.
Wow. That is wild,
you know,
dude.
I know that some people get upset about that, but I don't care. If Google wants a reminder, then that's fine.
If
Apple wants one of my reminders, they can keep that too.
If you take a look at my all-time most visited websites, according to Google, Amazon is the first.
Slick Deals.
Wikipedia. Facebook, Twitter, and then Wikipedia Mobile. Apparently, I'm quite the Wikipedia guy.
Is that for question in the morning?
Probably.
So when you ask a question each day, you're checking to quality control check to make sure you're getting it right.
There'd be more truth to that than you probably know. But yeah, there we go. Man, history.google.com. It's getting creepy in here, man. Google saves everything. They're your aunt hoarder, but it's all pictures of you. And all the recordings she made of you on the phone.
When you put it that way, it is a little creepy.
We're all going to die. And it won't be private.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
I miss the cafeteria. No, really, I do. The best part about the college cafeteria, if you were on a meal plan, everyone would say things like, oh, it's the worst. You know what?
There could be worse.
It can be worse. And someone else cooked and cleaned up. That's great.
You'll appreciate that the most.
I mean, the first year you're on your own, maybe not so much. But by year two, when you're doing all the work, not as great, really. Really not as great. Like, not even kidding. That's why when you hear news like this, you'll be like, oh, yes, thank you. Because McDonald's says that mozzarella sticks are going nationwide next year.
I remember they were, mozzarella sticks from McDonald's have been available. Was it the UK? Like, they've been there.
Sure.
And then they tested them
somewhere
in a few cities here in the United States.
Yeah.
Just think cheese stick, you know, rolled in breadcrumbs.
Here's the part that excites me. Right now, I can get a cheese stick. If I want one, I can go to Arby's. And for $14, I can have 2 mozzarella sticks.
Okay, you're a little offended about their pricing structure, I see. But yeah, I forgot they have mozzarella sticks.
Arby's is so expensive. They're like, we can get
you
the,
for the meat.
You can get the junior roast beef for $8.99. It's an ounce of roast beef and 1 piece of bread. Oh, yay!
You're going to have to pay for the other side if you wanted a sandwich.
Well, if you look closely, Arby's are always located next to a bank so that they can conveniently bring you in for a loan. And then you can eat. They're like, hey, you're approved for a roast beef sandwich and 2 mozzarella sticks. Whee!
I maybe would not have put it as that high, but yes, it is higher than average.
Interest rates are lower than ever. The prime is low. You want to get in and get your roast beef now before rates go up. So McDonald's, and I mean, granted, it may not be as high quality, but they are going to offer.
Are any of them? But yes.
Shh, 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 shh. Don't ask the questions.
Just eat the stick.
3 mozzarella sticks, $1.
$1?
$1, Nikki.
That's not bad.
3 mozzarella sticks for $1. That's wonderful.
Now, do you think you'd eat more than 3 mozzarella sticks?
No, because that's the other thing about mozzarella sticks. Usually 2 and I'm just good. I'm good.
Are you dipping them in marinara?
Not always.
Okay, I was going to say.
Not all. Why is that? Would that be cause for more?
Sometimes you want more of the actual mozzarella stick, less of the, marinara sauce.
I don't trust a McDonald's marinara. I think they can get deep fried cheese correct, because I think that's hard to mess up. I'm not saying it can't be messed up.
But marinara would just be in its own little, ketchup thing, but marinara.
I know, but there's something about it where I'm just like, no, I don't think you guys are authorized to do this. or maybe you shouldn't be. But I will try. I'm not saying I'm going to be a repeat customer, that it's going to be all the time. But when they next year are like, now mozzarella sticks are everywhere, I'll be like, and now Obadiah's at McDonald's.
So you'll give it a try?
I will.
When are they coming out?
Sometime next year.
No specific or?
I don't have any specifics. And they have 365 days to deliver on that promise.
Until it's too late and they lied.
Could be December 28th of next year.
2016.
And it would still count.
Yeah, that is true.
I like it. Let's get some mozzarella sticks. You know?
We're not allowed to have a deep fryer, remember?
I do, but aren't some Sonic locations open all night?
Oh, yeah, they have them.
They do. I mean, Sonic, that's a much better deal than Arby's. Like, you don't need to get pre-approved there.
You just listened to some of the worst of the Riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
So James Bond has a new movie. It's called Spectre. It's made about $750 million worldwide, which is not the 100 bajillion zillion dollars they were hoping that it would make.
I also just don't feel like it has a lot of, I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of over with. I just don't hear about it as much.
No,
we've moved on. And I feel like some other previous James Bond movies.
Lingered?
People would still be lingering with it, even into Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I feel like this one just kind of. It had a weekend, yeah. And that was it. Because it was back in October it came out, right? Or November?
I feel like all pop culture has headed 100% in that direction. Like, we don't enjoy anything for more than a day. Now, there might be a ton of build up to it, but then, like, if you don't, and this is the way I am with movies, if I don't go, like, opening night, I'm out.
And you just wait till it comes out.
It'll never happen, because once that hype reaches that pitch level, like, if I don't go in that moment, it's not going to happen.
Sure.
Like, oh, go see it next week. Nope.
But Bond usually, or used to feel like, would have a little bit more staying power.
Something about this one, like, apparently didn't strike as much of a chord with people as previous ones. But what about the Canadian version that they're going to be making soon?
Oh, there's a Canadian James Bond?
This is amazing. Like, we actually talked about this around this time last year. In Canada, the James Bond copyright has expired. Ian Fleming died 35 years ago, and he's the author of the books. And so as a result, in Canada, they're like, well, we don't enforce the copyright here anymore. They're in the public domain in Canada, the books.
The books are?
Yeah, they are.
So then that means the rights are the movies? Like, you can make your own? Or
uh-huh. Now, the only problem is going to be is that there's going to be huge portions of the world where you will not be able to commercially release the film. So these guys,
basically just Canada.
This is so great. They want to make a version of For Your Eyes Only, which it's a 1981 movie starring Roger Moore, like in the official James Bond movies. But what they want to do in the short story the book is based or the movie is based on, James Bond goes to Ottawa. So,
oh my gosh,
I am not
so funny.
I am not even kidding.
Emphasizing that part.
So they want to put a big emphasis on James Bond coming to Ottawa, and they're looking for funding right now.
All right. Well, I mean, if we were Canadian,
okay,
and maybe from Ottawa,
we might be pumped about it.
This would be so exciting.
Could be.
You could have your own Bond.
Nikki, it could be huge.
I feel more like it's not going to be, but whatever. You can do whatever you want.
I disagree.
If they get the funding.
The other thing, I was looking into it. Apparently, they're saying they wouldn't be able to release that movie in the United States, but they would totally be able to release it in China. And as we all know, China is a big moneymaker for movies these days. So
I just feel like maybe you wouldn't have the same quality that you're used to with a Bond film.
Well, they do say they want to make it a little, think smaller, more intimate Bond film.
I'm thinking like more streaming services only. When
made for TV
when
movie.
When it's like James Bond Part 6 or something where it's like James Bond lost in Ottawa.
I don't know. I will just tell you right now that like I have always dreamed of a Canadian James Bond.
That might happen. Why don't you give to the funding?
Well, I'll tell you. Like the more I think about it, the more excited I get. And I just want you to know, Nikki, that if they make this movie, we're going to Canada.
We're going to Canada to see it?
We're going to Canada, eh? I would totally do that.
Yeah, we can totally find it, though.
No.
I don't want to cross the border just for that. I have to tell Border.
We're going up there. We're getting maple syrup poutine, and we can watch eat poutine, drink syrup, and watch a new James Bond movie where he goes to exciting Ottawa.
We have to go to Ottawa to see it, then.
Yep.
I've never been to Ottawa, I don't think. Well, I don't remember where it's...
Okay. See, you don't even know how exciting it could be.
That might be
an amazing place. What do you know? The guy says in the interview, Ottawa's been cool in books for a long time. It's just never had a chance to be cool on film.
Sure, that's fine. Just let him have their thing. It's great.
Hey, half our TV shows are made in Vancouver anyway.
I know.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.